Then in the darker side, just like the masculine, in the darker side of the feminine search for love, search for fullness, there are things like unwanted pregnancies, high school girls who feel alone and unloved, who purposely become pregnant just to feel the fullness of a baby. It is not the desire to live a full and loving life with a family. It's a kind of dark desire to get pregnant way before you should. It's not necessarily good for you or the baby to get pregnant that early, but still you're doing it so you have the sake of fullness. Or you might play the active victim and elicit abuse from your spouse or from your partner. Because sometimes when your life feels very empty, especially love-wise or relational-wise, if your partner is sitting in front of the TV all the time and is not offering you, as a woman, any presence at all, your desire for love can become so intense that you're yearning so hard for any kind of fullness that you would just assume have his angry fullness as nothing, and so you might break his stereo just out of your anger. And what do you expect? He's going to embrace you lovingly when you break his stereo? No, you know he's going to be angry, but at least he's going to relate to you. And his anger has more fullness to it than not giving you any energy at all. So at the darker side of the feminine spectrum are things like playing the victim. Or it could also be sexual, to feel yourself, well, we could say the slut or whore, to the desire to be filled sexually, promiscuously, being filled over and over by many men, fantasies about being taken and ravished. The most common feminine sexual fantasy is to be forced to experience pleasure, to be controlled by the outside, again, to be ravished, taken by the masculine. But lovingly, however, when a woman hasn't been able to experience that lovingly, those desires to be ravished also become psychologically demonic or pathological, and she begins to crave even more violent ways of being taken, things she would never actually want to live out. But she finds herself fantasizing, and if not fantasizing, she's attracted to them again on TV or in movies or entertainment. Just like the masculine, the feminine grows through three stages. So in the first stage, the feminine feels that she can get love through chocolate and shopping and family and sacred dance and sex and being a victim and attracting abuse. And then she grows to the second stage. And in the second stage, she disconnects from those feminine desires. She feels that they're weak. She doesn't want to play the victim. But in doing so, she also gives up her true desires to be ravished by the divine in relationship through a man or through a partner. And so she disconnects from her true yearning to be taken by the divine, filled with light, obliterated in love. She gives up those desires and plays into the middle of the spectrum, maybe the higher ends of the spectrum. So she might do sacred dance while her partner sits in the room and meditates. And then she has some chocolate and talks to her good friends on the phone and maybe does some social events or social goodism, which is another form of fullness, to feel as if you're helping society and you're filled with your schedule of various meetings and services and your volunteer work. And your partner, meanwhile, is building co-ops and businesses to serve people. But both of your dark sides are laying dormant. He is not ravishing the woman, and the woman is not opening herself to invite that ravishment. But in the third stage, again, she realizes that sacred dance or prayer and devotion, conversation, family, eating, shopping, sex, playing the seductress, playing the victim, are not ways to get love. They are ways to give love. They are art forms, vehicles for creating love, not only in your body and life, but in the body and life of others. How do you prepare food? How do you eat so that everyone becomes more full of love? How do you, in fact, make shopping into a sacred art so that everybody becomes filled with love? The clerks at the store, the other shoppers, your friends you're shopping with. And, most important for our current discussion, how do we enter our darkest desires as desires to give love? How do we play the sacred whore, the sacred slut, sex for the sake of enlightening others, sex for the sake of opening our man's heart to its depth? How do we play the victim? That is, how do we draw from our man his desire to ravish us for the sake of him and us? There is nothing more attractive to the masculine than that dark aspect of the feminine opened devotionally, a slut for God. Nothing more attractive than mutual worship, the masculine worshiping the full spectrum of the feminine divine, the feminine worshiping the full spectrum of the masculine divine. So the killer in the man, now united with love, can face the killer in the woman. In Hindu mythology, they talk about Kali, a goddess who's chopped off men's heads and is holding them because they're not open. That desire in you as a woman, your feminine desire for your partner to access their dark side lovingly, arouses your inner Kali, your inner demon. Sometimes you're looking at your man, you know he's not living his fullest, and you feel like chopping his head off. Well, how do you express that? Are you a second stage woman who makes her voice polite and says something like, well, right now I'm feeling some rage and I need to communicate that to you because my perception is that you're not living your life to its fullest and that makes me angry, but I'm responsible for my own anger and you're responsible for you living your life. All of that is true enough in the second stage. Or are you a first stage woman who you feel your man being weak and distant and unable to touch you, and so you just get angry and start yelling and screaming, breaking things. So from your first stage need, you just strike. Or maybe you hurt yourself. The first stage feminine often strikes inward, even though it's your man who's not being present with you. But the third stage woman feels her man not being present, perhaps hiding behind his fears. She feels her wrathful energy arise. She feels her desire to chop his head off because she loves him. And from that love, I love you. I want your best. I will not settle for anything less than your best because I love you so much. That Kali-like energy of anger because I love you can become completely expressed in intimacy. And so, if you are identified with the masculine and you want to open your dark side so you can ravish your love partner, then you must expect that the dark side of your love partner will also open. And when that opens, she or he will become both a slut for God, open devotionally, using her body and heart to enchant you into divinity. But she will also be Kali, ready to chop your head off if you are not present, if you are not deep, if your heart is not being offered fully. And so if you want to move into your dark side as a man, be ready for your woman to move into hers so that she more and more lovingly chops your head off when you're not being full with her, and more lovingly enchants your body, minds, and emotion to feel into her and through her to bow in your worship of the Lord, of God, of love, of consciousness, to feel all of it through the awe you feel when she offers you uninhibited, complete surrender. Take me, she says. Take me if you dare. And it is that if you dare that separates, let us say, the bimbo from the goddess. She will give you everything. She will receive you. She will take you so deeply into her, you will disappear in the giving. But if you give her less than your heart, she will chop off your head. And so a superior man welcomes that in his chosen partner, welcomes both the Kali head-chopping demoness, heart-connected for sake of love, as well as the most attractive slut in the universe, the entire cosmos, opening to receive your love. Would you want it any other way?